Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, here's what's going on at Wayfair. There's an order for furniture. Wayfair is an online furniture company that charges way too much for their furniture. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Anyway, workers at Wayfair have learned of a $200,000 order from the government contractor that's been operating these migrant detention centers. So Wayfair, you know, took the order. If it's $200,000, watch that. The government's probably getting like two couches and a pillow for that. But anyway, a $200,000 order from the government contractor has been operating the migrant detention centers. So Wayfair's like, yeah, we're filling it. Well, the workers at Wayfair are outraged because, you know, I mean, those are concentration camps. I mean, they are Nazi detention centers where the people beat down the doors trying to get in because they were trying to break into the country when caught and knew they'd end up in a detention center, which is why they surrendered to the Nazis. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security. You know, and it's just like back in Nazi Germany when they, you know, when the Jews would walk hundreds of miles to get into the concentration camps and they would, you know, just knock fences down along the way and, you know, throw rocks at police, anybody in their way, just because they were trying to get to the concentration camps like that. No, wait, it's not. Anyway. So, yes, these are centers of torture, malnourishment, and suffering that people are trying desperately to get into. Of course, the left never points that out. But anyway, so now the workers at Wayfair are outraged that they would sell the government furniture. So they wrote a letter to Wayfair complaining about all that. So like 500 employees signed it, mostly people who watch CNN and have no idea what's really going on in the country. And so they're upset. So this whole thing has been in the news. Okay, this is all part of the BS that is going on right now. This whole stupid story that what happened under Obama and nobody cared about is now going on under Trump. They're detaining the children that Congress has incentivized to come here. Okay. Yesterday, a female news host on Fox News lost her mind on the air talking about this. Now, she's interviewing somebody. They're not supposed to do this, the host. This is Fox News business. So she's, you know, in a reportorial kind of fashion interviewing Daryl Issa, who's a Republican Congress member. And she just loses it. Because you can't watch this and have facts for very long and not lose your mind with the Democrats talking about torture of children and how that happened. Anyway, it was glorious. It's today's first epic rant. This is the female Fox Business show host losing her mind on air over the supposed torture of children at the border in detention centers by Trump.
You see the context there. 17 times he said they voted against this aid.
Okay, so she's referring to the Democrats. 17 times, the current Democrat Congress has voted against the aid that Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have begged them for. Because they have higher numbers they've ever seen. We had 11,000 unaccompanied minors show up on the border in May. The Democrats said, nope, no crisis, no money.
And now there's a rush by Democrats to get it done before July 4th. I mean, the American people are saying enough. They don't like what's going on at the border. Voters don't like seeing what's going on at the border. Get the aid there and stop scoring political points. Democrats now trying to blame the White House for a crisis they said that they insisted did not exist just a short time ago. They said it was manufactured. Watch this.
President Trump has used the government of the American people as a bargaining chip for his fabricated solution to a manufactured crisis.
This border emergency is nothing more than a manufactured crisis.
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis.
Okay, they were still using the manufactured crisis talking points until March. It is June. Do you remember in March, Thomas Friedman of the New York Times declared it a non-manufactured crisis? And with that declaration, it was no longer manufactured. It was real. So we can accept reality as it is. All of this caused North Carolina Representative Kevin Walker, he's a Congress member, to lose his mind over the Democrats accusing Trump. The latest is he makes children sleep on concrete floors with aluminum sheets because he's just mean and hates Hispanic people.
17 times they have voted against any kind of assistance, but we're going to continue to try to hammer this home until they are understanding how bad the situation is as well.
Folks, they leave the magnets in place. Bring a kid. You get released. Could they close them by noon today? Sure, they could. They could close the Flores decision, which says, man, you get yourself a kid, buy yourself a kid, pimp them on the way up here to cover your costs, sell them to whoever, your pedophile, great, have fun. And get yourself a kid, bring them here, and we got to release you. The Democrats refuse to close that loophole, which they could do by noon today if they wanted to. They could sign it. They could pass it. Trump would sign it. And then they refuse the additional funding for all the kids who come and their parents and the family units that are coming. And they create a crisis so they can blame it on Trump. How horrific is it to do that to children? But it's their game plan. Here's Daryl Issa on how bad this is.
The reality is that this is the first time, and I served for 18 years in the House, this is the first time I've seen Democrats refuse to provide humanitarian aid because they hate the president more than they're concerned over the welfare of those people at the border.
When your liberal friends tell you Trump's torturing children, remind them 17 times.
17 times they have voted against any kind of assistance, but we're going to continue to try to hammer this home until they are understanding how bad the situation is as well.
So they create the conditions. They blame Trump for them. Children suffer and they don't care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.